So our attendance question for tonight is, if you are any kitchen appliance, what would it be, and explain why?
You said
I didn't change the question, because people are very picky.
She's just messing up.
Kitchen appliance, what would you be?
What type of a kitchen?
What?
Kitchen means different things to people around here. Some of us live in dorms.
Up to interpretation.
Set up a barrel.
A microwave, does it get stuff done quick? And I appreciate that.
A refrigerator, because I can have a lot of food.
Another person,
a food processor, because it's really satisfying to see everything just get crushed.
Another Shad.
A grill, because I love barbecue.
Hello, Connor.
Oh, maybe a blender, because I love smoothies. Or an ice cream scooper. I also really like ice cream.
Either one. Hannah.
Microwave,
because
it gets hot real fast.
Senator Pemberton. Spork, just because it's awesome. Yeah.
Senator Andes.
I go with a kettle.
Senator at home.
Universal bartending tool. It's dynamic. It's usually made of stainless steel.
Senator Clark.
Specifically a KitchenAid mixer, because they're reliable and they get the job done.
Hi.
Chair Martinez.
A spoon, just because. Why not?
It's okay. I accept that.
Chair John.
In that case, I was going to do a vegetable peeler. Not the ones that go sideways, but the ones you pull straight down. Because the sideways ones are really bad.
A teacup.
Instead of.
Co-president Singh.
Cast iron skillet. That's red.
Advisor Von Hickey.
I would say popcorn popper, because anytime you spell popcorn, it makes you happy and would like to see that volume in the world.
Administrative director of Evangelist.
Looks like microwave too.
You say microwave? All right, with that, we have quorum again. Barely. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last Monday, January 16th. I'm sorry if you don't have anything on the board, but just if you need help, let me know. So are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with minutes? Seeing none. Minutes are approved. There's no one from the community who wants to comment, because there's no one extra in this room. So we're going to go past that. For unfinished business, we have two committees that are going to give updates. First, we'll start with public relations.
Okay, so I sent out an email about apparel. I've only gotten 6 responses, so please reply to that. I'll resend it out tonight. But a question I had for everyone was, so I got responses for, I sent out a few options. It was 3 different designs and then 5 different, like, styles. So it's either like a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a crew neck,
quarter zip,
let's see, a hoodie. So those were the 5 options, and I just wanted like what people wanted. But I'm getting really different answers from everyone, and so I was curious to know if it would be beneficial to have one style chosen from, you know, whatever gets the most votes, like one style and one design, or if it would be easier to do what people wanted. Because I don't want people to pay for, because this is not going to be funded by Student Senate or any group. We're going to have to pay for this on our own. And so I don't want people to pay for something they don't want. And so I was wondering if it would be better to have everyone have their own style that they wanted, or have everyone be uniform.
Do you need a minimum number in order to place an order?
Nope. And that's another thing, is that with big orders, you can get them cheaper if you order them all at the same time. But because all these will have like our names and our positions on them, they're technically different now. So that won't make it cheaper. Well, that's another thing too. If we wanted to do just student senate, then we could order a bunch at the same time and make it cheaper. So I threw like three questions all at the same time, but
yeah, open discussion. Senator Anty.
You said three styles. Are we talking two styles?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Two styles and five different. Well, two designs and five styles.
Oh.
Very
good. Yeah.
I think we should make the design probably somewhat uniform. Probably one design, and then you can order whatever you want with that design because it's going to be the same cost. I mean, if you're not going to have like bulk cost anyways, then let people choose what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, within reason, like, I don't know how many people need like student senate, like sweatpants or underwear or something.
They're all tops, so I guess the sweatpants. So you're thinking one design, like what it looks like, and then you can choose different styles of it?
I think that would be the way to go, because then we show that like we were all in student senate at the same time. I think that would make the most sense. Otherwise, it would just be kind of wacky.
It's really the difference between to put it big or to put it little, wasn't it?
Yeah, because there's the blue and gold one that like has a smaller logo, and then there is the black and gold one with the giant one on the back.
Yeah. So would it be helpful to narrow it to, does the group want the big logo or the little logo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send out the email to get that response first then.
Or you could say whoever's here gets to vote, and that's the decision. Let's do that.
Ooh, that's a lot of power.
Oh, wait, do you want to
say something? Yeah, I was just going to say that we can adjust too, if we want to do some combination of the two styles, like if people like it smaller, if they like
the black
and gold, like, so if you have an opinion, speak up.
Senator Anty.
Well, could you share an opinion?
Yeah, go for it.
I like the blue one with the smaller design. I actually asked her to do it. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Anty. Yeah, you can. Senator O'Neill?
Personally, I like the front design and the blue one better with the bigger design back, but in black and gold. You follow?
You like the blue design, but in black and gold?
Yes, but with the blue front, black and gold back, all in black and gold.
Yeah.
They have different things on the front.
I understand.
There's two, wouldn't there be two emblems?
Yeah.
On the front and the back?
The black and gold is just like name, position
uh-huh.
on the front, and the blue one is like Gustavus Student Senate on front with your position, and then.
Well, as long as Andrew understands.
Hold up.
Senator Fire.
I'd like to echo what previous speakers said. I believe I like the back on the black shirt the best, and then the front on the blue.
That's what I was going for.
Yes,
yeah.
I like that idea a lot. I'm possibly negotiable in the front, but in the back, I like the big logo.
I see what you're saying.
Trying to heat up the Senate. Let's argue.
Does anyone else want to say anything?
I second the.
Okay.
If we did that, would that be like limiting it? Because I really like the blue one as it is right now.
That's up to you.
Are we like, am I counting votes? That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if we voted on one, would that like limit it so we can't like do any of the current designs, or would it just be the combined design?
Yeah, so what we're doing right now is making everything uniform, like the design uniform, but then we could do multiple different styles of it. So you could do the design that we choose in a hoodie, a design that we choose in a quarter zip, a design we choose in a t-shirt, or something like that.
Yep.
Can I make a motion?
Sure.
I move to charge PR committee to do send out an email with the design of the back of the black with the front of the blue, and then figure it all out from there.
Second goes to Senator Senator Crash yourself in four. Discussion on the charge. Senator Antes.
Can we just do this without charge?
I mean, motion's been made. We could have. But, yeah. Chair Martinez.
What is he figuring out afterwards? It's just like the motion to make the sign or whatever and then send an email.
Okay.
And then do whatever afterwards.
Send an email and then mention the collector votes and place the order. Or help us place the order.
Are the votes going to be taken by you sending an email and being like, yes, no, or?
That is open to interpretation.
Cool. Yeah.
Discussion on the charge. Senator Hannon.
How do I make a friendly amendment?
You want to friendly it?
Yeah.
What you said?
How do I say that?
Oh, I friendly, and then whatever you want friendly.
I want to add the colors black and gold.
That changes, that would be an amendment, though, because it like changes the intent of the charge. So then you can amend it. Go for it.
Okay. I move to add the colors black and gold to the amendment.
Your second goes to court. Discussion on the amendment. Senator Antes.
I don't like this motion at all. I feel like it should be thrown out. We should be given choice. Can we be given choice?
Do you want to answer that question? He's asking you.
Can we be?
Can we still have it in blue? Or
I don't want to decide for the I don't want to decide for the group. How do I say that like in
it's
a whole
job.
Matter?
You get to decide, so who? Do you?
Sure.
Senator Clark.
I think just for the sake of getting this done and seeing how it's an exploratory charge, and this is an amendment, I think it's a good amendment because those are school colors, and if we're the student senate, that matches our logo, so that makes sense. And also, we should just figure this out. Democracy, sometimes you don't get what you want, unfortunately. You don't have to buy a shirt.
Senator Fassanola.
So just being clear, no one actually has to buy anything.
No.
Nope.
Okay, no one has to buy anything. However, everyone owns black and gold. Like, everything we own at this school is black and gold.
Do you?
But your crosswords are black and gold.
I lost that.
Let's bring it back to what we're talking about. Do you have anything else to say, Senator Fassanola?
No,
you
don't.
Okay. Senator Edholm.
I would like to say that I think choice is very good in this situation, both with colors and with logos, just because, I mean, unless we were, like, planning to, like, all wear the attire on the same day for, like, convention and have a nice photo shoot. It's like, I mean, come on. I think personal preference is the best option here.
Okay. Senator Clark?
For the sake of time, I think we should probably vote against this amendment and just have people pick their own colors. But I think we should probably stick with the original charge of trying to keep the same design. Because I think it would look rather silly if we all had different student senate designs and everyone saw a million different student senate. Logos or shirts or types of apparel around, but you can like choose the color. So at least there's something uniform. If you choose the color and you can choose what you want.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Senator Antes.
Basically, what a previous chair showed, and I call the question.
There's no one else on the speaker's list. Are you still on the call the question?
Okay, you're winning.
All right. So with that, there's no more discussion on the amendment. So all those in favor of amending the charge to include that the design's going to be black and gold, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions?
Abstention.
Okay. Okay, so the amendment fails. Back to the original charge of charging PR chair with doing the design so that it's the front of the blue and the back of the black and making collecting votes and making the options available for senators. Discussion. Seeing none. All those in favor of approving the charge to PR chair, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay, charge is passed. Is there any other discussion on the apparel, just in general?
We should throw the year on there, just a suggestion. Maybe. I don't think it was on the design.
Maybe, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, any other discussions? All right, seeing none, we'll, do you have anything else? Okay. Bye, Nicholas.
Yes. So I have finished my recensions for this past semester. And just to clarify what that means, recensions are if there is a time-based part of a budget and they did not use that during the semester of which it was asked for, then I rescind the money back into our treasury, shall we say. So I have finished my recensions for spring semester, and that email will be going out to student orgs later this week. I'll be speaking with Julianne about that, as well as that I am working with a few groups to get some budgets on the table, but all fall's RFPs have been collected, and that deadline has long passed. So that part is over with, and so now we are looking forward to spring semester. I will say that if anyone is interested in joining Finance Committee, I will say that we could probably use an extra hand for our spring budgeting process. If you are interested in that at all, please email me. We don't have to be too formal about it, but I would like to meet with you and talk about why you would want to be part of it. Other than that, I think that's all I have. Oh, as well as the charge that was charged to my committee, I have began looking at the documentation guidelines and the RFP guidelines I have RFP guidelines in place. I have created a documentation guidelines that I will run by the committee, as well as our tech director, to get that up on the Student Senate website as soon as we can when he returns. So.
All right, any questions for our finance controller? Questions? All right, seeing none, I have an update about the bus bus. So I sent an email to Wayne about having it only be one bus on Wednesday, and he said, yeah, so now there's only one bus on Wednesday. And that's all I have. Do you have any questions for me about that? All right. Is there any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business, seeing none, moving on to new business. Is there any new business? Senator Clark.
I charge cabinet to add a Senate idea Dropbox to the Senate like website or something that you can use to search.
There already is one.
Oh, there is.
There's a suggestion box, yeah.
Can you like search it from like a Scavis like search bar, like Senate ideas here?
Don't know.
Given how really good our search thing is, as the Gustavus said, it seems unlikely.
I'm going to talk to Peter about that.
If you search Senate suggestion box, it comes up.
Okay, cool. Then I add charge or send my comments.
All right. Any other new business? I have new business. So I have a meeting with the Board of Trustees this coming Friday, and so I'll be giving an update about Student Senate. Is there anything in particular that you want me to share with them regarding the climate of campus, the student body in general, or Senate's work? Suggestions? If you have any, you can email them to me. Otherwise, Jonas wanted me to remind everyone that you can sign up for breakfast with the board, or you can tell your constituents to do that too, because there's still spots available. Right?
Yeah, like I really need like 25 people, and I only have about 12 right now. It's that. So, you know, anyone at all would like to have breakfast with the board, like please tell them to email me.
7:30,
which I get is super early, but like one time in all the J term, you get up before noon, doesn't seem so bad.
What's the day?
It's Friday.
I can do it.
It's not actually free if you have a college meal. So the only way that it's free is if you don't have a college meal.
Which Jen doesn't,
hey.
So. Any other questions about that? Questions or concerns about
and
the meeting?
And tell your constituents to think about it too, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other new business? New business? Seeing none, Announcements. Announcements. Controller.
Yeah, so one of the so I was reflecting on the inauguration as part of my class, and one of the things we talked about was active citizenship, and so some of us are writing letters to our new president as well as to our new representatives. Always a good idea, in my opinion, to stay active. So just a food for thought. It's just something that came up in my mind.
Cool. Any other announcements? Jess?
I saw Hidden Figures this weekend. It's a movie that's out about three African-American women who worked for NASA. Anyway, it was amazing, and I cannot recommend it enough. And if you don't finish watching that movie and say, how in the world are we not teaching this important information in our history classes, I'll be shocked and amazed. It's so good. Go see it. Hidden Figures.
Yeah. I guess my announcement is that spring semester is starting, and applications for Student Senate co-presidents are coming out like the first day of spring. So if you're interested in that, do it and come talk to me about it if you have any questions or concerns. I'd love to sit down and chat with you. And with that, I'm done. Any other announcements?
More of a question. When's our next meeting?
First Monday of spring semester.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. No meeting over spring break.
So, like, the Monday that everybody comes back, the first day, or, like, the...
Is there class? The first Monday that we have class in spring semester.
Okay.
Yeah.
February 6th.
So it's going to be, like, you come back on Sunday and then you have a Senate meeting on Monday night.
Yep.
Yeah,
woo!
Oh,
all right.
Announcement. It's been lovely seeing all you and Jay term.
Thank you all for coming. All right. Announcements. Seeing none. Meeting adjourned. Cool. I thought we'd never get paid.